You were right. It's a huge theme. You see this sweeping panorama when you hear Tara from Gone with the Wind. That's John Scott with the Royal Philharmonic Pops. And that's just a taste of what you're going to hear this weekend, along with and it's more than just that theme we heard. You're calling it a short poem for orchestra, so you're going to hear a lot of what else comes out of Max Steiner's score.
There's a lot more, of course.
Yes.
So this was just a little sample, obviously.
We have Prokofiev. Now, you don't think about Prokofiev with film scores, but he wrote a lot of music that wound up on the silver screen. And Alexander Nevsky, that is, it's not something that comes to mind immediately, but it's magnificent.
Oh, it's absolutely magnificent because, first of all, it's a piece that involves our fantastic Columbus Symphony Choir. And it's always such a pleasure for me to be collaborating with them, as we did earlier in the season with Carmina Burana. So this would be a magnificent piece for them to show not only fantastic vocal lines and battle effects and very moving portions, very patriotic, very inspiring, but also they're going to sing everything in Russian. And Ooh. From what I understand, you know, this is a language that does not come too often on their plate. And so I'm really, really looking forward to hear that piece in the original language in which it was written. But mentioning Prokofiev, of course, this is not a Hollywood movie. This was a movie which was made at the same time in Russia but by one of the greatest movie directors that they had at the time, Sergei Eisenstein. And what it is perhaps one of the most important historical moments of defining Russia as a country, when they had to defeat in the middle centuries the army of the German army at the time of Teutonic army. They were all knights dressed in this very heavy armor, and the Russians, of course, were riding horses. So they tricked the army to go on the lake where the ice was really thin, and they started drowning. And this is how they won the victory. So all of this, you could imagine how it's going to sound as a soundtrack. And Prokofiev was one of the greatest masters, because he would watch the movie and he would time every episode, because the movie was already edited. And he would say, okay, I need 25 minutes of music that depicts the battle. Then I need 10 seconds of a close-up of a woman crying, and then he would add a little bit contrasting there. So you could listen to that piece and be absolutely amazed by the virtuosity with which he could change characters. And something very epic followed by something incredibly intimate and beautiful. And he was the greatest master of it. And this is what we're going to hear here.
Here's a little bit of Alexander Nevsky, a song about Alexander Nevsky with the St. Petersburg Philharmonic Orchestra and Chamber Choir, music by Sergei Prokofiev on Classical 101.